in this early in the morning. Don't you know it's early in the morning? Early in the morning, I ain't got nothing, no nothing but the blues. I went to your girlfriend's house, but she was out. I knocked on your daddy's door, but he began to shout, and he said, it's early in the morning. Don't you know it's early in the morning? She said, Harry, you sure look beat. I said, it's early in the morning. Don't you know it's early in the morning? Early in the morning. Early in the morning.
Morning. Might as well be. It's like 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. And, because we got to bed late. Did many people go, well, you know, there's a red moon at 3 a.m., so some people were up watching. I wasn't. I wasn't, actually. But I did get to bed late. It feels early in the morning. That was Harry Nilsson. Nice song to start off with. March 3rd, 1972. Nilsson, Harry Nilsson, his album, Nilsson Schmilsson, which is what that song was off of. It's certified gold on that date, March 3rd, 1972. Oh, I do feel that song early in the morning. I'm going to shut it. I can't talk right now. And that's okay. No one wants to hear me anyway. It's the 40th year anniversary of an album that came out on March 3rd, 1986. Metallica releases their third album. Interesting, their third album on the third day of the third month, 1986. Master of Puppets is the album. The theme of the album is the battle against conformity, breaking free of the puppet master who pulls the strings. Okay, okay. As I said, it's early. There's no time for explanations and thank you.
Sitting down in a small room in the bottom line. Hands on down in this woman's box. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. You hear the call everywhere you turn. To roll your head up on a pleasure pen. The words get sparks on the tip of your tongue. She's the real thing that you knew it all along. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. I'm looking to your mouth, watering. I'm looking to your mind, spinning. Why don't we just admit it's all over? She's just a girl you want. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. Swings from somewhere you can't see. She sits on the top of her Venus tree. She's somebody I don't want to run by the hell. Drifts on down in a mist from the book. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want. She's just a girl. A girl, a girl you want.
To hear a Soundgarden this morning. Nice to hear that dude's voice. Had a brain moment, a brain fart. Chris, right? Yeah. Nice to hear the voice of Chris this morning. Chris Cornell. Valencia.fm. That was Girl You Want by Soundgarden. See, on March 3rd, 1992, Soundgarden released their third and final single off Bad Motorfinger. And the B-side also played that. Well, depending on where you were, the B-side was either a cover of Devo's Girl You Want or Rolling Stones' A Stray Cat Blues. And the song just before that was Metallica Battery. We'll be right back. that the event at Mabuhay Gardens was a good time, successful, sold out. I heard the openers, Bitch Fit, did a good job. They were only like 14, 15, and 17-year-olds. They hadn't released anything and had never played on stage, on a stage that big, in front of a large crowd. And they were on point their entire set, John Hell said. All the bands are great. False Flag was great. And that's what I heard. They're that band that showed up on the BART train. That video of them putting on a concert in the BART train. That was cool. All right. And also, John Hell interviewed them on Friday night. I went and listened on Time Machine. Go on there. The Friday night date. And you type in 2000 hours. Okay. You know how to navigate stuff if you want to. The Freak Accident was good. Oh, man. Fang, Flipper, everybody did great. It was a fun night, I heard. I was somewhere else at another event working. Another huge event. An even bigger event. It was work, though. Bob Marley. Here's some Bob Marley singing Long, Long Winter. It is the winter, but we've been having great weather in the afternoons anyway. Perfect, sunny, 70-degree weather. But,
it's gonna be a long,
it's still
long
winter.
For me. A long, long winter. You see, that girl is gone from me, left my heart in misery, and it's a long, long winter for me.
Every day. Oh yeah. But I hope, Lord, said I hope, Lord. Why? And the people them a ball and sit and just a call it either you do or die. I said the system is a fraud. And you listen to the news and you get confused and you watch TV. The same thing. What a day when the pendulum swing. What a day when the well run dry. And the children ask you why. And the pit and the mit and we all live in it. The game is the same. Who is to blame? The system. The system. The system is a fraud. I said the system. The system. The system is a grave. Meanwhile, uptown, the DJ player. All this but good as I say. A belly full, but we hungry. A rain a fall, but it tough, it tough. A yata you, but the youth no enough. Them a dance to the rhythm of the sufferer. Them a dance to forget. Them a dance with no friends. Them a sing, man. What a day when the pendulum swing. What a day when the well run dry. And the children ask you why. And the people them a ball. Sit and just a call. It's either you do or die. I say the system. The system. The system is a fraud. And you listen the news. You get confused. You watch TV. The same thing. What a day when the pendulum swing. What a day when the well run dry. And the pit and the mit and we all live in it. The game is the same. Who is to blame? The system. The system. The system is a fraud. I said the system. The system. The system is a grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. And they just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say. Why should we do that, huh?
That was the jam today.
Impeach the president.
That was Impeach the President by the Honey Drippers. It was a funk band
and
written and produced by Roy Charles Hammond. Also went by Roy C. Roy C's label rejected the song for its controversial lyrics. Only 100 copies were initially pressed. Impeach the President is considered one of the most sampled tracks in hip-hop, used by artists from Tupac and Nas to Ice Cube. It says here, Marley Marl pioneered the song's sampling in 1984 using its kick and snare and MC Shan's The Bridge. Despite its title, the song wasn't solely about Nixon. Roy C. intended it as a broader protest against any corrupt leader, and that's why it sounds so fitting and relevant today. The Honey Drippers, the band behind that track, were a group of black high school students assembled by Roy C. Some of those other songs that you just heard there. That was the one we just played in the background. There was Cassava Peace. Sorry, forgive my pronunciation. It was Augusto Pablo from 1979. And before that was The System by Musa Baruka from 1983. I've got, thank you for the music that's playing right now, Mr. Donald Berkeley there. I got a record on me now that I played a couple songs off last week, and this is by Tower of Power, this song that's coming up. It's by Tower of Power, featuring Lydia Pence. It's from a Bay Area compilation, Lights Out San Francisco on Voco Records, spotlighting Bay Area blues and jazz from the 1970s. Just telling you what song's coming up next, that's all. Thank you. There it is.
Leave me alone. I just don't want nobody else around. We'll be right back.
He's gone. Shame on you.